Tony Budding here with Jason Kalipa, the winner of the 2008 CrossFit Games. How's it going?
It's going great. Up at your house right now, just enjoying the beautiful Santa Cruz air.
22 years old?
I just turned 23.
When?
October 2nd.
October 2nd, all right. Do you feel old?
No, I feel good. I just opened my affiliate. I'm engaged. I'm getting married the weekend after the CrossFit Games, so I can't complain. Things are pretty good.
All right. What's your fiance's name?
Ashley Finney.
How long have you guys known each other?
8 years. Eight years.
8 years.
We've been dating for seven.
Dating for seven, yep. And you're 23.
Yeah.
Okay. Since before you were driving.
Yeah, before I was driving, yeah. We high school sweethearts, I guess you could say.
So what happened? So you graduated high school. Did you guys go to choose a college together? Did you go to college?
I did go to college. I graduated from high school. I played football, did track, and then I ended up not going to a school that had either of the two. So I went to Santa Clara University, which is, you know, just around the corner, and both of us went there. We both graduated from there, both in business, and we just stayed together the whole time, and things have been great ever since.
So you decided to open up an affiliate. Now you were working with Austin. How did you find Austin? What was that story?
You guys are gonna kill me. So I guess everybody's gonna know. I worked at a Globo gym for about 6 years. I sold gym memberships. So all throughout high school and then through college, right? I worked at a Globo gym and worked there full time, went to school full time during college and high school. I just had the weekends. And then, I got introduced about 2 years, 2 years ago from now. Freddie, I went to One World and Austin brought me to One World. Like, hey, man, you got to try this new workout out. I said, all right, let's try it out. So we did Fran. I couldn't do regular pull ups, I had to do jumping pull ups. I did two for every one, and then I did the thrusters, and I finished the workout. I felt good, but I wasn't quite sold on it, you know? So we went back, Austin and I, we started training a little bit here and there, did a little bit of .com, and it, you know, kind of picked and choose. You know, a lot of people do that. Pick and choose their .com workout, and then do, like, their heavy, you know, Globo gym bullshit, bicep extent, you know. And so I did that for a while, and then finally just committed to CrossFit, and I've never been in better shape. And so, yeah, Austin introduced it to me. Then we opened up an affiliate at CrossFit Unlimited with Joe Gigantino, who's the owner. I think you know Joe and Austin. And then I worked there as a trainer, and then I opened my affiliate.
Now, why did you want to open up your own affiliate? Why not just continue working with Austin?
Even before I won the CrossFit Games, I knew I wanted to open an affiliate. I never wanted to work for anyone ever again. And that was kind of like something, like a little pride issue.
Austin, right?
Especially Austin, yeah. So as soon as I graduated, I was like, you know what? I got to move forward, you know, because I had been doing something for so long. I'd been working at a Globo gym doing that for so long. I just had to move forward. So opened my affiliate and things couldn't be better. I love it.
How is business going?
Business is going very well. We've been open about 3 months. We have 55 members and growing. So that's really good.
I know a lot of trainers and a lot of CrossFit trainers don't work out with their clients, but you do.
I do sometimes. In the beginning, when I first started, I did about, you know, multiple workouts a day with different groups, but then I just started getting burnt out. And so now I do every now and then, like, I'll definitely do like the warm up. I'll definitely do like the stretching with them, 100% stretching, because that's something I'm really working on. But as far as the workout, sometimes it just depends what it is. Like if it's squats and they're maybe doing Tabata, maybe I'll do it with them. But if it's like, you know, Fran, I'm probably not going to do Fran six times in a day. Yeah. That's just not something I don't want to do.
What do you think about, a lot of trainers dig into this concept of really wanting to focus on their technique, their form, push them, correct them as they move through it, versus it sounds like you're trying to inspire them to push harder.
Yeah, well, I mean, I like the technique side, obviously, you know, going into it. I think I really push technique in the sense that my technique has gotten better since I began, and that's helped me to get better times. It's helped me to, you know, obviously not hurt myself, and that's just not something I'm willing to do. So if I'm seeing someone doing a deadlift wrong, that's just not something I'm going to allow them to continue to do. However, I do motivate. I'm really big in like people pushing themselves through their limits, mentally getting through that mind fuck that I call it, you know, because that's really what it is. People can do more than they do. It's just mentally pushing through it, which is the hard part.
Talk more about that. How do you know when you're really at your limit, and how do you know when you're at a mental block that's not real?
I think it's hard to give a definition of it, but I think if you've been around it a long time, like you and Pat and I have, I think you can watch someone and know, hey, look, that guy's really pushing himself, or, you know, that guy can go a little bit harder. It's a mind fuck. Like, you know, if someone has 95 pounds, maybe that's really light for them, but they're afraid to put it over their head. that's probably a mental thing. You know, they could do it physically, but they just can't. Or maybe if they're doing Fran and they have to do 9 pull-ups and they go through 7 or 8 and then they jump off the bar. Get one more. You know what I mean? It's like that's a mental thing. Now, if they, you know, after, you know, 8 or 9, you know, pull-ups, if they just like jump off the bar and just kind of walk around and start talking, maybe doing some abs, then like, no, I kid you not, right? So I have this guy, he came in a while ago and he was doing Fran and he got a decent time. After he was done, like almost immediately after, he drops on the floor, starts doing some crunches. I'm like, what the f-? I was like, what are you doing? I was like, don't ever do that again in my gym. You know, because really though, when you're finished with a workout, my true philosophy is that you should be finished. You should be on the ground, done, feel like you want to just sit there for an hour. And if you're not doing that, then you're not pushing yourself hard enough. And that's the way I see it.
When was the last time you got beat in a workout?
You guys are going to laugh. Yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yep. My fiance beat me. Legitimately beat me. Legitimately. And other people at my gym on the Michael workout. That one always gets me. So she beat me by 3 seconds.
Oh, that must hurt.
It hurts a lot.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's good. She's making great results. So that's all that matters.
Now, you were emailing frantically not too long ago. When are the games? When are the games? Why were you so concerned about the date of the 2009 CrossFit Games?
Because I'm getting married on July 18th, and so July 19th. And so if you guys had the games that same weekend, I wouldn't be able to do it.
But did you ever think about asking your wife to reschedule?
Yeah. yeah, you know, I went up to Ashley, and I said, hey, you know, just in case they make on the same weekend as our wedding, you know, what are the chances that we might be able to move it? And she's like, she just looks at me, she's like, you're kidding, right? And I was like, yeah, I'm kidding. You know, so that was one thing I'll never bring up again. So if you guys had made it up on that same weekend, I wouldn't have been able to go.
Well, at least you got your priorities straight.
I got my priorities straight.
you're gonna be with her a lot longer than you are us.
I don't know.
Well, maybe not.
I mean, yeah. I'm gonna be with both of you guys for a long time. I love CrossFit. I'll be doing this till I die.